Hello, everyone. It's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for December 4th through 10th, 2023. So how are you all doing? We are sort of hitting the midpoint of Sag season. How is that even possible? Because next week, we're actually going to have a Sagittarius new moon. That's going to be 20 degrees. So I don't know about you. It just seems like time is flying by. But, that said, yes, it says Sag season. Ooh, say that three times fast. Yes, it's Sag season, Sagittarius season. And, it's a season that's meant to open up our eyes, to get us to see the world, to focus on our education, and even get to these bigger philosophical themes. What do I believe in? What do I stand for? What do I think is true? It's a little bit of a different Sag season than usual because the energy of Sag is pulling towards Taurus. We got Jupiter in Taurus. We'll talk about that later. We have Neptune turning direct. We have Venus in Scorpio. Talk a little bit about Venus in Scorpio. I have Venus in Scorpio, so I do have some personal opinions on Venus in Scorpio. But yes, if you are watching live, do say hello. It's always nice to see where everybody is watching from. Maybe you're part of my Tuesday club. I know some of you watch this on Tuesdays, but maybe you are halfway across the world. I know that we have people in Australia, New Zealand, for example. But for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. If you hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. It's just to be a participant with the astrology and how, it's happening. Whether we realize it or not, the astrology is helping to reveal something within. I have a little bit more of a humanistic and even spiritual take on the astrology for those that don't know. So yes, I see some familiar faces in the live chat. Even if you're not watching live, it's always lovely to hear where you're watching from. So let's dive into the astrology. So actually, a quick shameless plug, two shameless plugs. Because we are coming to the end of the year, I do gift certificates. If that's something that you are interested in, you can go to my website and get a gift certificate for your loved ones. Also, more pertinent, we are coming up to 2024. Doesn't that sound, the same reason the fact that we're already near the end of the year feels strange enough as it is. The fact that it's going to be 2024 just feels like we're in the Jetsons or something, like we should all be robots or something. But here we are, 2024. Next year, there's a lot of emphasis on the energy of Pisces. Why? Because we have Saturn in Pisces, and Saturn is one of the sort of the major hands on the astrology clock, and we actually will have one eclipse in Pisces next year. And speaking of Pisces, and this is why I thought about it, and by the way, the webinar will be for, if I didn't say it already, I'm going to have a webinar on December 20th at 8 p.m. And typically they're about 2.5 hours. Yeah, I know, Jetsons. Typically they're about 2.5 hours, and it's to give you the overview for the year, your big takeaways, and then give you a little bit of a sign-by-sign guide. So I do that every year. Link is in the show notes. Also, you can go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. Okay, shameless plugs over. But what made me think about that is how Neptune is turning direct this week. And Neptune is one of those planets that plays in the background. It actually functions a little bit similarly, but different to the moon. And if you know a little bit of astrology, the moon talks about these ebbs and flows of life and how we feel one way one day, we feel another way another day. There's that sense of atmosphere, that sort of atmospheric, ups and downs and different temperaments that we can see with the moon. We can also see that with Neptune as well. Neptune, however, it's an evolutionary planet. What does that mean? Well, evolutionary planets, there are three in total, at least the way that I see astrology, maybe you see astrology differently, is that Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, these are the modern planets, air quotes, modern planets. I say modern because Neptune was discovered in 1846. Uranus was discovered in 1781. Hopefully I'm getting my dates right. And then Pluto was discovered in 1930. I'm always like off by 1 year, but you get the idea. So these are not, you know, modern, maybe in the sense that we would consider modern, but modern in the sense that these were not known by the ancients. They function differently. They talk about an evolution, an evolution of personal evolution, a collective evolution, an evolution of consciousness, at least the way that I see it. Uranus, which is an energy that we became very familiar with over the past few years because it was in that pretty dicey square with Saturn, 2020, 2021, 2022, Uranus is talks about awakenings and how things can sometimes change very quickly. All we have to do is look at the astrology of the past few years. Pluto, which if you are a Capricorn, you know exactly what I'm talking about because the last 15 years have been quite interesting. Pluto talks about the need to look at ourselves, to do a work of reformation and transformation, to look at the unconscious. Pluto holds the mirror to us, and sometimes what we are seeing within ourselves is not always so pretty. Neptune, however, dissolves the boundaries between this world and the next world. And maybe you're like, next world. Maybe there's a sense of dreams and intuition, and we sort of feel that hazy energy with Neptune. Maybe that's the other side, the other world for you. But, you know, but depending on what you believe in, and for me, the other side is very real. You know, Neptune can dissolve the boundaries. It can pull back the veil. Neptune, for some people, it's the planet of psychic mediumship and channeling and being able to hear things, feel things, know things. It's like an antenna, kind of like the way that the moon is, and it picks up on things. But it's my feeling that, you know, in its connection to the moon, that the moon talks about the subconscious and unconscious experience. And Neptune can reach very deeply into our subconscious and unconscious and show us things, much like Pluto, but in a very different way. Neptune, the emotions that we're feeling, and I wanted to highlight this because when a planet stations retrograde or direct, maybe you're thinking, what's a station? A station is the astrology term for a planet when it appears to stand still in the sky. It stations. And no, it's not a radio station. It stations direct. And so we can't see Pluto with the naked eye. Not Pluto. We can't see Neptune with the naked eye. We can't see Pluto either with the naked eye. We can't see Neptune with the naked eye. But if we could, we would see the planet start to slow, you know, going backwards in the sky, stop, station direct, and then slowly move forward. The planets are not going backwards, they're not going forwards. It's just an illusion based on our, you know, view from Earth and the orbital speed of the planet. You know, retrogrades are something that we know more commonly with Mercury retrograde. In fact, Mercury turns retrograde next week. We'll talk about that next week. But a retrograde is a time to integrate, to do our work. It's receptive. It's yin. It's not direct. It's not forward. Maybe you're thinking, well, I already know Mercury retrograde, Mercury direct, or Mercury retrograde, but this is a different process with the outer planets. And the outer planets will spend 5 months out of the year of retrograde. This is why when people in astrology get a little bit like, oh no, Neptune retrograde, Pluto retrograde. I'm like, but don't forget, the planets spend nearly half the year of retrograde. So anyway, Neptune is trying to show us something this week, and because of where Neptune is, if you know your astrology, we sort of start with Sagittarius because the sun's in Sagittarius. We count down. Why do we count down? Because we're going along the zodiac wheel, and we reach Pisces. Pisces is Sagittarius's fourth sign. And in the Pisces, we find Neptune, but we also find Saturn. They're both at two ends of the sign. So there's a lot of emphasis on Pisces right now. And if you may or may not know this, but Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It acts as the bridge between the physical reality and the non-physical reality. It's the two fishes. One fish is going in one way, one fish is going the other way. It reminds us, I'm saying this as a Scorpio, when you die, your body stays here, your spirit goes someplace else. Or it also can talk about how at the end of each sort of, you know, cycle and journey of our life, you know, which way are we going? Going up, going down, going left, going right, going this, going that. And it really talks about the duality of life as well. Pisces, for Sagittarius, is the sign of home and family, roots and foundation. And even if you aren't a Sagittarius or a Sagittarius rising, there is that overlay to our experiences this week, and I would say even during Sag season, because we do have a new moon next week, where it is pulling on stuff from the past, stuff about home and family, the subconscious, the unconscious, the childhood programming, ancestral programming, the things that we are still carrying. So pay attention to what's coming up this week. Whatever emotions are bubbling up, they may be coming up from someplace deep within. And with that knowledge, maybe we can have the compassion for ourselves or have compassion for somebody else or have the compassion to let something go. Because Neptune in its highest expression, although not always easy to obtain, is unconditional love. And we would be surprised how many times we put conditions on love. And so that's the highest of the high that we can reach with Neptune. But of course, there's the lowest of the low, duality. And that's where we really go into our deep emotional crevices, our abysses, for example. And so we need to have the courage to rise and to see the other side of Pisces. Saturn on the other end, the sign, it's a kind of a funny pairing, Saturn and Neptune. The last time they were conjunct was 1990, when they were conjunct in Capricorn. So something's brewing, and maybe it's not obvious because Neptune is, and even Pisces is not the most obvious sign, but it's something emotional, maybe even spiritual, depending on what you believe in. Something deep within is trying to move. And ultimately, Pisces is a sign, because it is ruled by Jupiter. It's looking for answers. And maybe this week, whether we realize or not, we're seeking, we're searching, we're looking for answers. Except with Pisces, unlike Sagittarius, the answers come from within. So use this energy this week to sit with yourself, to meditate, to seek answers, to have the energy, to have something reveal itself to you. What do you mean reveal itself to you? But if you've ever had that aha moment when you realize that maybe what you're feeling is not yours, maybe you're playing out a family pattern or an ancestral pattern, or maybe what you are feeling is yours, but you haven't acknowledged it, is to sort of see these things and to feel these things and not to overthink these things this week. Neptune can be a little destabilizing. It can make us feel a lot, and maybe that can be overwhelming, and we need to sort of take care of ourselves this week. And sort of my joke with Neptune is, don't drink your Neptune, because we are more sensitive. We will be more ungrounded this week, so we have to work a little bit extra to find our grounding. I will say that Neptune is turning direct at 24 degrees of Pisces on my south node. So I'm wrapping up, I think, was it 2 years Neptune takes to clear a degree? And then, you know, by 2025 and 6, Neptune will be into Aries. That will be a whole other conversation, because we got 2025 and 2026, we've got a bunch of planets, outer planets, changing signs. Pluto, by the end of 2024, it's finally into Aquarius. 2025, Saturn makes its first dip into Aries. Neptune makes its first dip into Aries. 2026, Uranus makes its first dip into Gemini in 2025. Then it goes into, by 2026, all the outer planets are fully changed signs. So that says to me as an astrologer, not 2024, but 2025 and 2026, there's a lot of sort of looking at the hands and the clock, and things are changing. What's changing? I don't know. We'll have to see as we get into 2024, what is the threat and what is the story. Maybe to Pisces' credit, we need to let some things go in order to prepare for whatever the next chapter of our lives, both personally and collectively, but we will see. So let's look at the astrology of this week, as we talked a little bit about Neptune, and for the week of December 4th through 10th, 2023. So starting on Monday, and Venus has already gone into Scorpio as we speak. So Monday, December 4th, Venus trades Libra, which is the sign that it's at home in. It's in what's called its rulership, or and its home base, its domicile. These are technical words, not home base. That's not technical. But Venus going to Scorpio, it's not traditionally at home. Venus, what is Venus? Venus is what we love, what we value, what we spend time and money on, what we invest in. It's the planet of relationships. It's the planet of our material goods and self-worth and value. And in Libra, it has had a lot of strength, according to essential dignity, which is a classical term. But it just says that Venus does its best work, some of its best work, and Libra. And so Venus going into Scorpio, it goes into a place that it's not at home. And Scorpio, it's the sign that's ruled by Mars. And Mars is, Venus is typically about grace and hospitality. Here, let me help you. Here, let me, take care of you. But in Scorpio, it takes on the energies of Mars. And so it's a little bit, more self-motivated, not to say that Venus completely loses its ability to be Venus, but Mars is also courage, bravery. And Venus going to Scorpio says, now we take that courage and bravery and we take it inward, because Scorpio is a water sign. It's about the psyche. It's about how we connect to one another. It's about sometimes the ability to trust and to open up and to feel vulnerable. But we're also humans in the times where we don't trust. It's hard for us to be vulnerable. Then there's the shadow side to Venus and Scorpio. So every planet and every sign has a shadow side. And maybe that shadow side needs a little bit more work when Venus is in Scorpio. It's where we need to look at relationships where they are transactional. It's not because I care about this person. It's not because I want to get to know them, invest time in them. It's because I need something from them. And then Venus, in Scorpio, there's the other side, the dark side of Venus in Scorpio, and it's toxic relationships. And it's looking at where maybe it's not a harmonious connection with somebody. Maybe something is out of balance. Maybe something is transactional. Maybe something is, somebody is taking something from us. So maybe it's really enmeshed. We have to see. I have Venus in Scorpio, so I've done my own work with it. This is why I like to look at the classical side of astrology, but also, I say the astrology is 50%, you're the other 50%. Well, we also have choice. We also have consciousness. And astrology, while astrology doesn't measure consciousness, we can take a planet that is typically not at home in a sign, it is in its detriment, and work it and define its strength. And so the strength of Venus in Scorpio is the ability to hold space for somebody, to navigate difficult emotional terrain, to be able to talk about and to witness things that maybe that are difficult and harder for other signs to witness, talk about, or go through. Scorpio is an archetype and a sign and an energy that typically you see it in your therapists, you see it in your counselors, the people that can stand in that threshold with you of life and death and hold your hand. And so that's, I think, the strength of Venus in Scorpio. And so it's a really strong emotional placement for Venus. And of course, we're all going to live it differently, but I think we do have our work cut out for us while Venus is in Scorpio, just because it's in its detriment and there's a little bit of extra work that has to be done every time a planet is in its detriment. I mean, take Venus in Virgo, which Venus kind of spent a little bit of time in Virgo after its long retrograde, and Leo, where Venus puts other people first in Virgo, which of course can be a beautiful trait, but then Venus putting other people first in Virgo sometimes mean that I'm not good enough, or I'm always putting the needs of other people first. So we have to find the balance with a planet when it's in its detriment, and maybe even when it's in its dignity, as Venus was in Libra. So Venus is in Scorpio, and so I'll kind of jump in the head. Venus ruled both of the eclipses that we had in October. We had a Libra solar eclipse on October 14th. We had a Taurus lunar eclipse on, October 28th. And so Venus going to Scorpio means that Venus now opposes the degree of the Taurus lunar eclipse from October 28th. So it's just kind of curious to see how that energy gets activated as we go into the weekend, especially because Venus will hit the degree of the eclipse, which I think was, 5 degrees. So maybe there's a tension this week that pulls upon events from October or late October, something about money, income, material stability, material security. Don't forget that Taurus and Scorpio are the signs of matter and the material plane, so it deals with our material lives. Then we get into Tuesday, December 5th, and Venus, now in Scorpio, picks up on a trine from Saturn. So Saturn loves relationships. Saturn is exalted in Libra. That's a little technical point, but it reminds us that Saturn helps us to build, and Saturn helps us to build relationship, connection, partnership. And so with all this really intense emotional energy this week, maybe we need that Saturn anchor point, and that may come in the form of somebody that we're really close to, you know, being of support. It could be a family member. It could be somebody who's like family and somebody that can help us to give perspective, and really we feel like they are there to help and support us. Then we get into Wednesday, December 6th, and then Neptune turns direct at 24 degrees of Pisces. And like I said, Neptune's starting to wrap up its time in Pisces, although we got to get to 2025 before we start to get that first glimpse of Neptune in Aries. And so as I was saying in the introduction, it's a lot of emotional energy. For some, it's spiritual. For some, it's really kind of pulling at something deep within. Make sure you are grounded, rooted, and grounded. So then we go later in the week and we get to the 7th, Mercury. Mercury is in Capricorn, by the way, and it makes a trine to Jupiter. Do keep in mind that Mercury is starting to slow down. It's going to make a retrograde next week at 8 degrees of Capricorn. So it's sort of sitting in this trine to Jupiter. Mercury, as the planet of voice, communication, how we think and listen and learn, is picking up from Jupiter, a planet that wants to expand our horizons, expand our minds, get us to see things a little bit, you know, from a wider vantage point. So this could be a week that's great for education, maybe great for conversations or seeing things from a bigger vantage point, maybe even travel as well. Later this week on the, also Sun trine Chiron. On the 7th. So the Sun, now it's in, you know, Sagittarius, fire sign. Chiron is in Aries, fire sign. Chiron energy, kind of like Neptune, isn't always so obvious, but you know, I think with the Neptune station, there is something, or at least a theme or an energy or an archetype about healing this week. And healing comes in a lot of different forms. And most often the healing's not physical, it means that we realize something and that helps something to move within us. Then we get to the end of the week on the 9th, and Venus makes its opposition to Jupiter in Taurus. This is running along the eclipse degree from October 28th. It may mean that there's a little bit of an intense energy this weekend, something that needs our attention. Typically, Venus and Jupiter are not hard energies. They're what are called the greater and lesser benefic in astrology. There might be an energy of overdoing and overspending, enjoying life a little bit too much. Like, doesn't sound so bad, Katie. You know, to each their own. It's just to sort of see how this energy is playing out this week. And I will add, by the end of the weekend, we're coming to the dark of the moon. So I believe that the moon's in Scorpio this weekend, but by the beginning of the next week, we have the Sagittarius new moon. So when we hit the dark of the moon, typically we don't have a lot of energy. We need to rest, we need to prepare, and that's something to sort of think about as we go into the weekend. So Let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs. You know, looking at where Neptune is turning direct, where Venus is going to Scorpio. Starting with Aries. Aries, so Mars is your planet. It's still in Sagittarius, and it will be part of the Sagittarius new moon on next week on the 12th of December. And for you, Sagittarius is your ninth sign. So you're in that season, and this coupled with the fact that Mars is in Sagittarius too, you're in that season where it's about looking out to the world. And, you know, this can come in a lot of different ways. It could be physical, meaning you're planning trips. You're looking to go someplace in the world. Maybe it's a trip with, you know, across the other side of your country. Maybe it's not travel. Maybe it's the need to just travel in different ways, to open up your eyes to the world, to focus on philosophy, to focus on education, to focus on religion or some sort of structured belief. Because Sagittarius is typically like, what do we believe in? But it's external, and it typically can follow a structure in Sagittarius. Sagittarius, it also is a place where we can really share our opinions for better or for worse. And Mars being Mars, maybe you have some pretty quick, sharp opinions right now, more so after that Sagittarius new moon on the 12th. Neptune, on the other hand of thing, on the other side of things, is turning direct in something called your 12th. And that's also where Saturn is. And it's important to remind you, Aries, that you're in this period that takes you over the next couple of years that is about your spiritual life. Everybody's going to answer, you know, or sort of look at the phrase spiritual life differently. But when Saturn goes through the 12th, it is the coming to the end of a 30-year chapter. Is the coming end of a cycle and a stage of your life. And with that in mind, what have you learned? Where have you been over the last, you know, 25, 30 years? What do you want to bring with you into the new phase? And also, what's your baggage? Whether that's literal, whether that's spiritual, metaphoric. And with both Sag and Neptune being activated right now, it is very much about belief and faith and truth and meaning and opening up your eyes to the world, but also opening up your eyes within yourself. And maybe there's a need to let something go, to forgive, because Neptune can be a very powerful energy that opens us up to unconditional love. But everybody is going to feel that differently. And then Venus, because Venus is a relationship planet, is going to Scorpio. And so for the next month, it's taking the energy of the Libra solar eclipse that put a big focus on relationship and taking it into Scorpio. It's two people, or maybe, you know, different peoples in your life, where you have to look at the other side of life. You have to sort of talk about death and rebirth, transformation, trust, power, and the things that we don't typically talk about, you know, unless it's behind closed doors. And so it's maybe it's a lot of intense subject matter that's coming up in relationship as you go into the end of the year. Taurus, so Venus is your planet and it has gone into Scorpio. And Scorpio is your seventh sign of relationship. So there's been a lot of things happening in this part of your chart over the past few years, although the eclipses have moved on. You know, Venus going into this part of the chart, it picks up on the eclipse that we had on October 28th for you. That lunar eclipse, although it was a month and a half ago, put you in the spotlight. It's a time when you had to take action. Something demanded your attention. Maybe you're scratching your head and saying, what are you talking about, Katie? I don't know. I mean, not that I don't know what I'm talking about, but maybe, you know, maybe it hasn't shown itself in your life, or maybe it hasn't revealed itself to you in the way that typically a lunar eclipse in your sign would reveal itself to you. But see what's happening this weekend. Where is the spotlight? Is the spotlight on relationship? Is there something that demands your attention? Not a good or a bad thing. You know, sometimes life demands our attention. Maybe two people need to focus on the relationship. Maybe there's some work that needs to happen. Maybe it's time to go in a new direction. We'll see. But that said, you know, Sag season for you, it takes you into the eighth, what's called your eighth. And it's bringing up a lot of deep emotions. And this is all in preparation for the Sagittarius new moon of next week, the 12th of December. So as you're focusing on relationships, maybe are some bigger themes about trust and vulnerability are coming up as well. Then there's Neptune and Pisces, and for you, Pisces is your 11th sign. Do keep in mind that Neptune's been in Pisces since 2011. Yes, 2011, 2012, very long time ago, at least at this point. Feels like two lifetimes ago. But this has been a decade of something shifting in your relationship with friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. Although friends seems very, kind of relatable and tangible, so to speak, this part of the chart, the 11th, gets into big themes. Like I said, social issues, social causes, groups, the people that you're connected with. So something may be coming up with that part of your life, especially with Saturn also present there. And maybe how you need to find people that are either you're better well-suited to connect to, or people who sort of share a common cause or common belief. Every Taurus is going to live it differently. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet. As you probably remember, it went to Capricorn recently, and its time in Capricorn actually is going to pull out later into December, although Mercury will dip back into Sagittarius, your relationship sign. So there is a retrograde that's happening next week on the 13th of December. You know the drill, but you're looking at relationships from a lot of different angles and facets over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And relationships come in a lot of different forms. It's not just romantic relationships, although this might be a time when it's very much about the other people in your life. Maybe they need more attention. Maybe you feel more motivated, inspired to make connection, to socialize with other people. Venus in the 8th, not Venus, geez, Mercury in the 8th, it is bringing up themes about trust, power, control, vulnerability, the things that two people really need to hash out. Otherwise, it's just a very surface relationship. But that said, with Mercury going back into your 7th later in December, see what the story is about relationship. And Mercury is retracing its steps from where it was in the sky in late November. So you may see a thread back to events from late November. Then there's Neptune turning direct in Pisces. And you've got two planets in Pisces, your career sign. Neptune has been there since 2011 and 2012. Yes, forever. And every Gemini is going to live this differently. It's just sort of just try to see the shift, maybe a slow shift, maybe not so obvious shift, that's been happening either in your professional life or your duties and responsibilities in the world, or your motivation and your desires to be ambitious. Neptune, because it's an evolutionary planet, and especially because it's Pisces, it says, I don't care if they pay you $1 million to do this, or if you have all the power in the world, first it has to feed your soul. And so there's been some story, and maybe that story is more apparent now that Saturn is there as of March 7th, that there is this deeper story that's been present for a while. And how does your professional life, your ambitions, your direction, your duties and responsibilities line up with something that's either in your heart, your spirit, and even your soul? Maybe Neptune is neither. Sometimes Neptune, you see it, its influence with people who are in marketing or people who are in the arts and creativity. You're gonna have to see how Neptune has been revealing itself to you. And then Venus and Scorpio. Venus did go into your 6th, and so it will spend the next 4 weeks in your 6th. So it's just time to focus on health and wellness, your day-to-day duties and responsibilities as well. Cancer, your planet is the moon. And so the moon moves so quickly that right now it's in the sign of Virgo, and then by the end of the week it's in the sign of Scorpio. So you're really focusing on, I had to do the math for a second. Capricorn. Yes, third. So the moon is in your third right now. So it's about voice and communication, how you think and listen and learn. Then it's on to family in the middle week and the home environment. And then it's in, you know, Scorpio for you is your fifth sign. And that's where we find Venus. And so for the next 5 weeks, Venus is sort of inspiring you, you know, to really invest in the things that light you up and give you joy and give you passion. The fifth is about identity. Who are you? And so maybe, you know, spending the next 4 weeks focusing on creative talents, your gifts, your abilities. Maybe it's spending more time with children. Maybe it's just doing the things that you love, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually very important. But that said, Neptune is turning direct in your ninth. It's been there since 2011 and 2012. And to see what has been the arc over the last decade plus about what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? Maybe what you believed in 10 years ago is not what you believe in now. Saturn is there, and Saturn's a little bit of a firmer hand than Neptune. They sort of work on different levels, but Saturn has been saying to you since March, like, this is, you have to take this part of your life seriously. It could be higher education or getting a degree or really focusing on specialized training, or maybe you're really sharing through speaking or writing, publishing, or in some way, or teaching to get your ideas out there. And for some Cancer, there may be something about faith. Faith comes in a lot of different forms. It's not just the faith of religion, but maybe really feeling, you know, some deeper story around faith coming up this week. Leo, so Neptune's your eighth and Saturn is there. We've talked a little bit about this, but it's just your periodic refresh. Every sign in the zodiac, even if it's not your sun sign, it performs a role for you. It's sort of a stand-in for a different part of your life. So for example, Aquarius is your relationship sign, and then Pisces, the next sign in the zodiac wheel, is your eighth sign. The eighth sign is where we have to face ourselves. It's where we have to do the work. It's where we have to be tested by life. And you're like, I don't want to be tested by life. But here's how I phrase or sort of frame the eighth. The eighth is like, we need the eighth, because imagine a life that is never tested. Imagine a life that is never examined. Do you grow? Absolutely not. Do keep in mind that Neptune has been there since 2011 and 2012. There has been some process over the last decade of either healing the past, releasing the past, getting into sort of sometimes the very deep crevices that exist in the psyche and exist within all of us. And you're coming to the end of that. Well, you know, Saturn will be in there until 26, 27, but so will Neptune. So see, what is the story that's presenting itself this week? How does it click into these deeper emotions, these deeper feelings, trust, intimacy, vulnerability, sexuality as well? Neptune can also be healing. And then Venus is going into Scorpio. And Scorpio is what's called your fourth sign. It's home, it's family, it's roots, foundation. And because Venus is a career planet, it's bringing that into the home environment. And so maybe you don't, you know, maybe you're not as ambitious, or you're trying to balance out, you know, work duties and responsibilities with home. Maybe you're taking time off. Maybe it's getting back to the things that are truly important to you. But nevertheless, you know, maybe you're bringing the Venus beauty to your home. Maybe you're socializing. Maybe you're entertaining over the next 4 weeks. Virgo. So Mercury is your planet, and Mercury is in Capricorn, and it will be in Capricorn for the better part of, I don't think it fully leaves Capricorn until the beginning of February. I don't have that date written down. But it will go, you know, spend some time in both Capricorn and Sagittarius during its retrograde, which begins next week on the 13th. every planet goes retrograde, except for the sun and the moon. Every planet goes retrograde. So this is just your time every three months for I was like, here we are again already. Mercury goes retrograde. So this is time to focus on the sense of self and identity, your passions, the things that light you up, the things that are creative for you. And maybe because Venus, Mercury is going back and forth between the 5th and the 4th, how our identity is shaped by family, shaped by the past, even shaped by ancestors, for better or for worse. And so how can you be more yourself, especially if you feel like you're still carrying something around, or maybe you're like, what are you talking about? But maybe you've never really thought about how who you really are is maybe something very different than how you were conditioned to be. Or maybe you're just really focusing on home and family and children. It can take a lot of different forms for people. That said, there's a lot going on in Virgo's astrology. There's a lot going on in what are called the mutable signs right now, especially, kind of taking the shift off of the fixed signs over the past few years. Saturn is in Pisces, and Pisces is your seventh sign of relationships. So you've got a major hand on the astrology clock pointing towards other people, relationships, connections, partnerships into 2026. But Saturn, or not but, and Saturn is in the same sign as Neptune. Neptune has been in this part of your chart since 2011, 2012, so long ago. So there's already been some story unfolding over the last decade plus about relationships, your relationship with relationships. And sometimes, Neptune being Neptune, we don't always have the best boundaries. For some people, it's that. For some people, it's a need to balance out the needs of the self with the needs of other people. For some people, it's about opening up to compassion, understanding. I think it's been a little bit hard over the past 10 years for Virgo because Neptune has really eroded away at Virgo's, don't at me, Virgo, your sort of idea of control. And how Neptune is like actually controls an illusion, and Virgo is like, what are you talking about? But every Virgo is going to live this time a little bit differently. Then there's Venus going into Scorpio, and Scorpio is Virgo's third. So the next 4 weeks sort of gives you this natural boost, natural confidence to focus on voice, communication, maybe having conversations where you can be a diplomat, maybe you can smooth things over, maybe you can make sure the systems that run your life, your sense of organization, maybe it's neat and tidy and beautiful. Maybe it's just a very social time, especially a social time with neighbors and within your community over the next 4 weeks. Libra. So, I realize the October 14th solar eclipse is a little bit in the rearview mirror, but something to remember, and I've said this, but I'll say it again, there will be times where that eclipse gets activated. And so we have Venus, which is the ruler of the eclipse. It's going into Scorpio. It's in Scorpio right now, and it will be there for the next 4 weeks. It's a new chapter. It's a new phase and something that began in October. We did see this back in November when Venus went into Libra. I forget when it went to Libra. It went to Libra on November 8th. And so there's a change in November 8th approximately, and now there's a change that Venus is in Scorpio December 4th. Scorpio for you is your sign of money, income, material stability, material security. Maybe it's this, with having an eclipse in your sign, it's a time of new beginnings, powerful new beginnings. Venus at the time of the eclipse was in your 12th. It's sort of like having one foot in a new life, one foot in an old life. And maybe revealing to you that over the next 6 months, don't forget about your spirituality. Don't forget about just trying to find that deeper meaning or learning to let go. Next 4 weeks, however, it's about value, worth, stability, something trying to become anchored and grounded, and maybe just on a very basic level over the next 4 weeks. It is about your material life. It is about your spending. It is about what you own. It's about investments as well. Venus does rule the October 28th lunar eclipse, and so that was also in a money sign in space for you. So maybe it's very much about financial matters and financial planning as you get into the end of February, but even in particular this week. Finally, you know, what else? What else is going off Libra? Oh, right, Neptune. So Neptune is turning direct. It's in Pisces, which is your sixth sign. Health, wellness, how you take care of your body, your relationship with your body, the day-to-day rituals and systems that run your life. Saturn is here too. And so Neptune, although, you know, Saturn has been there since March, Neptune has been here since 2011 and 2012. And Neptune works a little bit differently for each person, is to see how has your relationship with health, wellness, your body, nutrition, diet shifted over the past 10 years. Is your diet more sensitive? Sometimes Neptune can make our diet very sensitive. We sort of have food allergies. Is it really that? Is it something else? Maybe you need more ritual. You need more, you know, sort of intention and even spirituality in your day-to-day life. With Saturn there and Saturn over the next couple of years, it's about really becoming anchored in your day-to-day life, having practices, having a routine, having a schedule, feeling like everything flows. But Neptune always seeks higher meaning and purpose. So it's not just to do something because it's an obligation. It's to do something because it feeds you, it supports you, it nourishes you. And it maybe feeds you on a deeper level. Maybe this is an energy of somebody that's involved in social issues and volunteering and getting involved in projects that are very close to your heart. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet. It's still in Sagittarius, so it'll be in Sagittarius until January 4th. So right now the focus is on money, income, material stability, and material security, whether it's literally about spending right now, making sure that you have everything that you need. Mars will sort of be alongside the Sagittarius new moon next week on the 12th. So you are going into a new moon next week, which of course we'll talk about, which really puts the focus on your material life, how you spend money, how you earn a living, what you need in order to feel safe and secure. And maybe with the energy of that new moon pointing over towards Taurus, your relationship sign, it's really trying to get more support from other people, for example. So there's Mars and then there's Neptune. So Neptune is about to turn direct in Pisces, and Pisces is your fifth sign. And it's been there since 2011 and 2012. Really go back and reflect, who were you in 2011 and 2012? What was your sense of self, your sense of identity? How did you express who you are? How did you make time for yourself, make time for the things that light you up and give you passion, for example? And it's like Neptune's a little bit harder to pin down, but maybe it is very obvious, you know, what has shifted and changed with yourself over the past 10 years. Then there is Saturn. Well, Saturn is in this space and will be in this space with Neptune until 2025 and 2026. So this already, with Saturn there, you're in this three-year period where you have to take yourself and take your talent seriously. And so maybe with Mars in the second, it's really about value and worth. And so maybe there's something about self-worth and value that's very present in the astrology this week. There you go. Sagittarius. So lots going on for Sagittarius. I know it's your birthday season. Happy birthday. Mars is in your sign, so you've got the planet of motivation, desire, new beginnings, really inspiring you to move forward, take action. And I would say that this is more after the Sagittarius new moon next week, and that will be on the 12th of December. That's your personal new moon for the year. That's your personal new beginning. I know you have your birthday, but that new moon is like the time to really set your intentions for the coming 12 months. That said, Jupiter is your planet. I know we've been talking about this all year long, at least since May. Jupiter is your planet, so it's pulling the energies of Sag over to Taurus. Taurus, well, let me go back to Sag. Sag just has an energy, as an archetype. It's a fire sign, and fire is typically confident. It's, you know, looking for adventure. It wants to travel. It wants to see the world. And Taurus, I'm not saying that Taurus doesn't want to travel or see the world, but Taurus is very grounded. It's my doggie. Taurus is very grounded, and so maybe you need to be grounded. Maybe you need to take all that creative fire, that creative vision, that inspiration, that sense of adventure, and be practical about it. Maybe put it towards your rituals, maybe take care of your body, maybe focus on your health and wellness. Then there's Neptune, and Neptune is in your fourth, and it's actually been in your fourth since 2011 and 2012. And what is the fourth? The fourth is home, family, roots, foundation. What has changed with home and family over the last 10 years? And Neptune being Neptune, it's talking about these deeper connections, these deeper experiences. And so maybe something has healed. Maybe you've worked on something over the last 10 years. Maybe you've had to get into these sort of deep parts of yourself, your emotional needs, your emotional wants, do a lot of inner healing. Saturn is there now. Saturn's a little bit more real world, a little more practical. And so Saturn is saying that you're in a time of settling down, whatever that means to you, whether that means starting a family, getting married, whether that means, you know, having a partnership, whether that means buying a home, whether that means making a symbolic move, or maybe, you know, needing to focus more on your parents or your family members, for example. But Saturn's a major influence in your life right now, and so it's really trying to get you more anchored in life. Ironically, as Neptune turns direct, maybe this part of your life hasn't felt so anchored in some way over the last 10 years. Venus going into Scorpio, Venus goes into something called your 12th. And so Venus is what we love and what we value. We're investing in our spirituality. We're investing in quiet time over the next 4 weeks. And especially with Jupiter in the 6th, you're looking at themes about health and wellness, but not just physical health and wellness, but also spiritual health and wellness as well. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. It continues to be in Pisces. I know it's not a lot going on over the next, that's not true, but there's sort of the main focal point of your personal astrology. It's like the hand on the clock that's pointing towards Pisces. I think at this point, March, which is when Saturn went into Pisces, March is a little bit behind us at this point. So maybe it's enough space for us to go back, Capricorn, and see what has shifted, what has changed since March. Pisces has very different needs, has very different ambitions than Aquarius or even Capricorn over the last 6 years, because that's where Saturn was, from 2018 all the way to 2023. Maybe it's about the things that, you know, touch your heart, that fuel your spirit. Maybe the things that you're investing in are not physical. Maybe they're spiritual right now. Nevertheless, this continues to be a time to focus on your education, to look at the power of your voice, how you think, how you listen, how you learn, and even the choices that you are making. Neptune turning direct highlights the fact that Neptune has been in this space for the last 10 plus years, since 2011, 2012. And maybe your relationship with communication, thinking, learning, or even your intuition has shifted greatly over the last decade plus. Then there's Venus going into Scorpio, and for you, Venus is a career planet, so it leaves the 10th, which is where you had that eclipse on October 14th, so new beginnings in your professional life. And Venus going into the 11th says it's time to network. It's time to connect to other people, people who are like-minded, people who are allies. But more importantly, you know, using Venus in Scorpio as a time to look towards the future, you know, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, especially your hopes and dreams and wishes for the next personal year when the sun goes into Capricorn and you have your birthday. This is also a time to focus on groups, spending time, investing time in the groups that you're involved in. And it could even be a very social time for you, Capricorn. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet. It continues to be in Pisces. It's continues to be about money and income, material stability, and security. Here's the thing, and this is what's different with, let's say, you and a Capricorn, because you're ruled by Saturn, versus another sign where it has a planet that goes through the zodiac more quickly. You're living a story over 3 years that maybe they live in a month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And so it's a little bit elongated, but the energy of Saturn gives you time to work on it, to make it solid and make it grounded. So at this point, you know, because March is a little bit behind us at this point, what have you seen about money and income and material stability, material security over the last, 8 months? I can't do math, however long March was. And so, you know, has there been a shift in value? Has there been a shift in worth? Have you been spending more time, you know, making sure that your material life is more secure? Pisces being Pisces, Pisces says, I don't care, especially because Neptune is turning direct in your second, and it's been in your second since 2011 and 2012. So there's already been a story about your material life over the last decade plus. And Neptune, when it touches your career or it touches money in this case, or money, property, resource, assets, value, and worth, it says, like, I don't care if they give you $1 million. First, it has to feed your soul. So there's sort of a little, not a conflict, but a need to resolve Neptune and its spiritual needs and its spiritual values with the fact that we live as human beings on the physical plane. And then there's Venus going into Scorpio, and Scorpio is your 10th sign. So you've got a little bit of a boost in your professional life as you go into the end of the year. Finally, Pisces. Pisces, so there's a lot that's happening in your astrology right now. For your first Sagittarius season, Sag is something called your 10th sign. So you've reached the point in your personal astrology where it's about your professional life, where it's about new beginnings, and maybe new beginnings, you know, after the new moon next week on the 12th. What is your professional life? Mars is there, maybe you're busy, maybe you're working a lot. But there's also Saturn. And Saturn, every Pisces rising is going to live this time differently. But Saturn's a real influence in your life, whether that means that you feel that you've stepped into a new stage or chapter of your life, whether you feel capital L life and the milestones of life, or you feel time, you feel the burden of time, you feel the responsibility and duties. But Saturn is trying to really concretize your life. For some people, maybe you feel like things are a bit more like you're going uphill on the treadmill. But Saturn overall is trying to make sure that your life is really rooted, anchored, and solid at the moment. Neptune has been in Pisces over the last 10 plus years. It went in 2011 and 2012. And sort of my joke with my Pisces client or my Pisces rising clients is that, you know, you're already sensitive as a sign, Pisces, but Neptune has made you more sensitive. And, you know, how have you seen that? You know, that's the thing about Neptune, is it doesn't play out so obviously. But where has sensitivity been? Where has your emotionality been over the last decade, for example? Has something eroded, or have you felt actually it's not an erosion? The blocks have gone away. You feel a connection. Like I said, every Pisces is going to live this differently. Scorpio for you is your 9th sign. So you've got Venus going through the 9th over the next 4 weeks. And so it's about faith and truth and meaning. And maybe with Neptune in your sign and even Venus in your 9th, you're really getting into these bigger existential questions. You may even be feeling your feelings. And so with that said, especially with Neptune turning direct, and if you're born at the end of Pisces, you're feeling this more, especially around the 16th or 17th of March, just really try to make sure that you stay rooted, anchored, and grounded. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of December 4th through 10th, 2023. My name is Katie Sweetman. It's always a pleasure to connect with you every week. So you can follow me online, empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. Although on Instagram, I can only do the introduction of this because it stopped letting me post long videos. I don't know. So sign up for my webinar on December 20th for the Astrology of 2024. You can book a consultation with me. You can sign up for my newsletter. And yes, I do have gift certificates since we are in that season. So I will see you all next week. We will talk about the Sagittarius new moon. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.